Are you thinking about introducing a new dog treat to your lineup? Sooner or later, we all do. It's so much fun. We send off our sample, we get our guaranteed analysis. It comes back. We are so excited to show it off to the world, to our customers. This episode is going to knock your socks off. Get ready for success like never before with the launch of your new product. In this episode of Positive Profit, we're going to take it to a whole new level. We're going to dive deep into being strategic about our new product launch strategies for our dog treats. Discover how to generate excitement, maximize sales, and captivate your audience from the moment that you launch. Don't miss out on these valuable insights to help your dog treat business thrive. Are you ready? Let's get it. Hey, Baker, do you want to launch your own dog treat business and make money for your family? Are you discouraged with just giving your dog treats away to friends and family instead of having booming online sales? Do you want to be home more to bake treats and make money selling them online, but you keep telling yourself that you don't know enough healthy dog treat recipes or even have the business or Instagram know-how to make it all happen? Girl, I hear you. In this podcast, you'll find natural dog treat recipes and the secrets to launching your own dog treat business and tips for growing a successful dog treat business. Hi, my name is Kara Brothers, and I learned how to make and sell healthy dog treats that customers want to buy and dogs love. And I started my very own successful dog treat business. Want to know how I did it? Give your dog a treat, grab one for yourself, and let's dig in. You guys, I have a review from Estelle. This is on Apple Podcasts if you want to go check it out, or you can just watch it here. She says, what a cool resource for aspiring dog treat entrepreneurs. You'll actually get step-by-step help and support in building your dog treat biz. Listen in and take notes. You guys, I'm so amped up about this episode, and I hope you are too. If my episodes are benefiting you in some way, helping you somehow, and you want to share that with me and others like Estelle did, please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review for the show. I'd be so appreciative. Welcome back to another episode of Positive Profit, the show that helps you turn your passion for dog treats into profitable business. I'm your host, Kara Brothers, and today we're diving into the world of new product launches. We've all launched new products. This is going to show you a deeper way to do it with more levels so you get better results, okay? I'm going to share with you 6 specific strategies tailored for launching your beloved dog treats. So whether you are just starting out or you're looking to take your business to the next level, this episode is jam-packed with tactical advice to help you unleash success. So let's jump right in. So before you launch your new product, your strategy is going to start before you launch, okay? It's not about coming up with a new recipe. Maybe you try it out on some dogs and they like it. Send away for your GA, get your GA, take your pictures, get your prices, and post them on your website and your social media. More to it, y'all. Way more to it. Okay, so to really have success, I want you to follow these 6 steps. First, you're going to understand your market. It starts before we bake the treat, you guys. Before you even launch that new dog treat, it's crucial to understand your market, okay? And I will say this, some treats you will launch and they will be a big thumbs up. They can be 2 thumbs up, and some not so much, okay? Before you spend a ton of time and energy and cost into this, you need to find out what your market wants first, all right? And how do you do that? How do you understand your market? Who are your customers? What are their preferences? What are their buying behaviors? You can conduct market research to gather insights that will shape your product development and your market strategies, okay? So let's say you're considering launching a new line of organic and grain-free dog treats. Very popular. Let's say this is what you're going for. Understanding, and whether it's, by the way, whether it's a new line of products or just, hey, I don't have this, I'm going to do it for the first time and I'm only going to start with one. Fantastic. Start with one. I don't care if it's an iced cookie or maybe you're going to launch a cupcake or a donut or whatever it is. This is going to work for no matter what. But just for this example, let's say you're going to launch a new line of organic grain-free dog treats. Understanding your market means knowing who your potential customers are and what they're looking for. In this case, your target market might be health-conscious dog owners who prioritize natural ingredients for their pets, all right? Organic, grain-free, kind of makes sense, right? You can go about this in a couple of different ways. You might find that there is a growing demand for organic dog treats and grain-free treats in your area, okay? But limited availability of high-quality options. Sometimes that happens too. So armed with this knowledge, what you can do is you can tailor your product development. We haven't even released the treat yet, right? You can tailor your product development to meet the specific needs of the market. For example, you might focus on sourcing the best organic ingredients that you can get, ensuring that your treats are not only healthy, but also delicious and appealing to dogs. Understanding your market involves knowing your competitors. Y'all, this is so important. It's not wrong. It's not underhanded. It's not sneaky. It's not cheating. It's business. And this makes good business sense to know who your competitors are, right? Because maybe you have 5 competitors, let's just say. Check them out. What are they offering? How are they positioning themselves? By analyzing your competition, what that's doing is it's helping you identify gaps in the market or areas where you can differentiate your brand. Let's say you check out your competition in your area and there are 5 people and they're all offering organic grain-free treats, let's just say. And you look, and maybe they're all pretty similar, right? But let's say they don't offer this. This is very important. This is what they are not offering. This is the gap in the market, okay? There is no one offering this. This is where having a niche product can really benefit you. These 5 people aren't doing it. Guess what? Maybe this is you. Maybe you're offering that product that nobody else is. And that really can help you build a star product, a wow product, your niche specific, you can only get them here kind of product, first to market product. Super important. Go check out your competitors, not to copy them, right? Because we're not going to do that. That's just not cool business sense and it's just not good ethics. We're not going to copy them, but we're going to see what's out there to see where the gap is, okay? Super important. That's going to start with that. Check out your competitive landscape, okay? Now, some ways that you can conduct market research. You want to find out who your customers are, who's going to be buying your treats. There's a couple different ways you can do that. Here are some effective strategies. Okay, we'll start with simple surveys and questionnaires. You can have them right at your booth. You can put them on your website. You can conduct polls on your social media. If you want, you can use things like Google Forms. You can send them out in an email. Okay, but surveys and questionnaires are a really easy way that you can gather more information and you can ask questions about your customers' buying preferences, buying habits, what they look for in a dog treat. So tools like Google Forms, as I mentioned, and SurveyMonkey make it really easy to create and distribute surveys. That's a no-cost option, okay? You can also do interviews and focus groups, and conducting interviews or focus groups allows you to have more in-depth conversations, right? Because forums are just going to ask a set amount of questions with really no follow-up. Hey, what did you mean by that? Or tell me more about that. And having these conversations with these interviews or focus groups really helps you to get on a deeper level of understanding your customers' needs and their preferences and their wants. You should consider offering some incentives if you can, like a discount or a free sample to encourage participation. That usually works. Head out to social media. Monitor social media channels to see what people are saying about dog treats. Check out popular dog treat hashtags to see what content is being put out there with those hashtags. Listen to social media. Look for trends, okay? Common complaints. That's another one too. And preferences. Social media platforms can offer you insight tools. I think most of them do. And that provide demographic information about your followers. For example, I know that a lot of my followers in one segment are mostly women. Actually, on all segments, my followers are mostly women. How do I know this? Because things like Instagram and Facebook provide that information for free. YouTube, I get it for free. I know what the age range is. I know a lot. Really about who's listening to the show, who's watching the show. Y'all, I see you. No, just kidding. But I have a general understanding, okay? They just give you a general overview. but it's still helpful. By using these methods, you can gain really valuable insights into the market and figure out what they want and what their preferences are. Do they have a need for an organic grain-free dog treat? That's why we're doing this. The second tip I'm going to give you is product development. Now you have the information from all your market research, and that's going to help drive your product development. So when you're thinking about developing a product, create a unique selling proposition, and the acronym is USP for your new dog treat, okay? What makes it different from the existing products, remember, okay? This is what you need to do. I'm just going to take a peanut butter bone. Number one, everyone does them. It doesn't make it a bad thing. It's really an expected thing, but you're going to want something else. You're going to want something different than the peanut butter bones that people are doing. What else is it? Your market research will tell you. Your competitor analysis will tell you. What's the gap? Where is the room that you have to make this product? That being said, if you went into McDonald's and they're like, yeah, we don't have any cheeseburgers. Everyone else says them. We're not going to do them. Okay. You'd be like, what? You expect that cheeseburger from McDonald's, just like people expect peanut butter dog bones. So there is a place for that, obviously, too. So what makes your product different from existing products? Things you can focus on for product creation, or maybe changing an idea that you see out there and you want to tweak it to something that's cool and unique in your own. Focus on quality. We talked about that. Sourcing quality ingredients. Something that's a little strange to focus on taste, but because every dog is different. And number one, dogs pretty much like anything, right? If an apple slice was stuck to the bottom of my shoe, my dog would be like, this is the best thing ever. So taste, you gotta take that with a grain of salt a little bit, but it really is. It's still important, right? You really can't go wrong with quality ingredients that are dog safe in dog treats, but I had to mention it. And also think about health benefits too, to stand out in the market. Something else that's super cool with dog treats is that if this is going to be a decorated treat, whether it's a plain glaze or a plain icing, or maybe you're going to get a little fancy with it and you're going to introduce different colors. You're going to introduce maybe some different designs that you're going to pipe on. Those are things from a visual aspect that will set your treats apart from what's out there. Maybe you can create your own signature decorating style. Okay. So it's not just about the ingredients and the taste. Things you can think about would be how you're going to decorate the treat. What shape is it going to be in? Those are all things to consider. Okay. And then test out your dog treat with a focus group or a sampling campaign. Grab that feedback and help you refine your product even more before you launch it. It's not hard to find dogs who will be taste testers for your product. You have some probably in your home right now or know people that do that would be willing candidates for this job. Okay. The third tip I'm going to give you is build the buzz. I cannot stress this enough. Don't just get your GAs back, take your pictures, throw it up on your website and your social media, make some posts about it, and then go like this, cross your fingers. There's more to it. I would build this buzz around your new product at least 2 weeks in advance. Leverage your social media to create anticipation about your treat. You can do things like something new is coming, maybe a month out. People don't know what it is, but they know you're working on something, right? And as it gets closer, start revealing a little bit more about your treat. Share behind the scenes glimpses of your product development process and tease out the launch date, right? You're gathering buzz, you're generating interest, and it's a really important thing. You can also collaborate if this is something that you want to do or can do. And I'm so excited to have another episode coming out on this, you guys. But collaborate with influencers or pet bloggers to reach a wider audience. Because when you collaborate with these people, they have people. The pet bloggers, they all have their own followers. And the collaborators have their own followers. And when you go ahead and you partner with them, all their people are going to see what you're doing, even stretching your little octopus arms out farther, right, to reach more people. And their endorsements can really build credibility for your brand. And as I said, I have an episode in the works to explain exactly how to collaborate with influencers, pet influencers in the pet market, and pet bloggers. And I don't really mean just pets. Y'all, we're talking about dogs, okay? Tip number four, pre-launch preparation. Okay, this is going to take some work. I want you to do all these steps, you guys. All these steps are work, but they are so worth it, okay? I don't want you to skip any because you can either go full in or not. Obviously, the choice is yours. I want to see you have as much success as possible. I want to partner with you. I am championing for your success. So pre-launch preparation, let's talk about that. Create a marketing plan. Your marketing plan is going to include email marketing. All right. If you are not collecting emails already, I suggest that you do. Whether you're going to go through MailChimp, MailerLite, what are some of the other ones? GetResponse. There's a whole bunch of them out there. Those platforms all have free plans. So you can get on the free plan and do some email marketing with the emails that you have collected. Maybe you have a sign-up sheet at your events for emails. Maybe you collect them on your website. I'm not sure how you want to do them, but creating a marketing plan, you should include email. Social media posts, obviously. This is the umbrella of your marketing plan. Email, social media posts, and promotional offers are all going to help generate your excitement. This is your plan, right? You're going to do these things. Create a compelling story about your treat, about the process of making your treat. Maybe it's the packaging. Maybe you're going to talk about your unique selling proposition, your USP. What is your USP? Write it down. Write down your USP. This is for every treat you're going to launch, by the way. You're going to follow this strategy. And once you have your USP for your treat, you're going to need a name for your treat. What's different about your treat? Craft a compelling story around your product that will resonate with your audience. Chances are, if you're excited about it and you've done some market research, they're going to be excited about it. Build up the anticipation over the weeks, right? And use teaser campaigns and social media and email to build everything up for your launch, right? Give sneak peeks of your products and your features. As I talked about, your behind the scenes packaging. There's so many different things you can do to put it all together. So we talked about utilizing email marketing, and you can create a series of emails leading up to the launch to keep your audience engaged and informed. Y'all, countdown timers, everyone's seen those? Include them in your social media. You could do it on Instagram. Include those countdown timers and exclusive offers for subscribers to your email list, okay? You can even do a countdown timer, since we're talking about email, within your email. Create your buzz on social media. Plan those series of posts. I would calendar them out. I would do a few posts every week on your social media leading up to that launch. Use hashtags, use polls, use interactive content to engage your audience, okay? And do this in advance. You can pre-schedule everything. You can offer promotional discounts. We talked about that. Offer early bird discounts or special promotions to incentivize those pre-orders. Y'all, if you're not doing pre-orders for a product launch, do them. That's it. Do the pre-orders, okay? You're going to want people to grab a hold of this thing and be the first one before anybody else gets it. And you can incentivize that as well. Those are for sure sales. Those are for sure sales, y'all. Create your content calendar, as we talked about, to plan your marketing activities in advance to make sure you have a consistent and cohesive message all across your channels. If you can collaborate with those influencers or even micro influencers to reach a wider audience and build credibility, you're going to want to follow up with them and create something together that you can agree upon to get the word out about your product launch. And maybe it's a unique discount code just for their subscribers, just for their viewers, that their people get first exclusive look at your product is a great way to go about it. You can also track and analyze your results so you can monitor the performance of your pre-launch marketing efforts. And what do I mean by tracking and analyzing the results? Okay, this is getting into the weeds here, but it's going to give you some useful, insightful information, right? I guarantee y'all, when you do this process one time, this is going to be easier for when your next treat comes out. Because if you are a creative baker, you're going to have another treat. This is the hard part, but you can do hard things. And it's always hard the first time. It's always hard until it's not. Okay, so tracking and analyzing the results of your pre-launch marketing efforts is crucial for understanding what is working, what isn't, how you can improve your strategies, and here's how to do it. So set up some tracking metrics. Define your KPIs, your key performance indicators, like your website traffic. You can track that. You can track your email open rates. Right? You can track social media engagement with some of the tools that Instagram and Facebook gives you. You can track pre-order or sign-up conversions and use tools like Google Analytics and email marketing software and other things to track that. Set up some spreadsheets with dates and what your count was for this and that before the launch and then all through the launch, just so you can see what worked and what to do better next time. So you can also monitor in real time. Keep an eye on the metrics throughout your pre-launch period to see how your audience is responding to your marketing efforts. Some things will be a hit. Some things will be a miss. If you're not tracking, then you won't totally know. You can also compare it against your goals. Regularly compare your actual results against the goals that you set during the pre-launch planning phase. So goals can be like, maybe you want more followers. Maybe you want to have a wider reach. Get some goals, track them to see how you did, measure up. Once you do that, it's going to help you identify gaps and make adjustments. You can also identify trends and patterns. Identifying trends and patterns in your data, this is going to take some more work, of course, but this will be worth it for all your other future launches. For example, are there certain types of social media posts or email campaigns generating more engagement than others? As I said, you'll have hits and you'll have misses, okay? As you're looking at this real-time information to identify your trends and your patterns, if something is amiss, tweak it, change it, right? That's what it's all about. With A/B testing, you can definitely do that. Group A gets this message, gets this email campaign. Group B, you change it up and you're doing something a little bit different. And these A/B tests on different elements of your marketing campaigns, like your email subject lines, your social media ad copy, your words that you're writing down, or your website design, test them out and see what works better with your audience. Obviously, we want to collect feedback from your audience through surveys or polls or even direct messages and use all this feedback to, again, refine your product offering and improve your strategies too. Making data-driven decisions is important. So based on your analysis, make your decisions based on that, okay? It's so easy to base them on how we're feeling. We're feeling excited about the product and maybe we think it's going great, but when it really comes time to, hey, I've launched it and I've got crickets, it's too late at that point to go back and do a proper launch. So make your decisions based on the data that you're seeing all up to launch in your pre-launch marketing efforts. Another thing you can do for tracking and analyzing your results is iterate and improve. Continuously iterate on your marketing strategies. That just means you're improving them. You are changing them to a different iteration, right? 1.0, 2.0. You're constantly evolving and changing as you're gathering insights based on what you're seeing. And the goal is to improve your approach over time to maximize the success of your product launches in the future. Another thing, lastly, on this, and then I'll stop for this, ensure that your website is ready to handle increased traffic and orders. Provide clear product descriptions and an easy checkout process. All right, tip number 5. Launch day. Woo-hoo! All right, you're here. You made it. You've made it to launch day. Make a big splash on launch day with a virtual event or a live video. Engage with your audience and offer any special promotions to drive sales. Okay. Monitor your feedback and your reviews closely and address any issues promptly to maintain customer satisfaction. Meaning, maybe this was meant to happen and you had great intentions and you thought you set it up right, but launch day happens and actually it's not working. So pay attention to what's not working that may go south. Like, for example, sometimes I put out episodes and I've got links, and sometimes I'll get feedback that says, hey, your links say page not found, or your links don't go anywhere. But when I set it up, I thought it was all perfect. So I've got to watch those comments as they come in to go back in and say, God, what did I do wrong? This same for you. Just make sure that you're going to be available on that day to address anything that could arise. All right. So you've had your launch. It's fantastic. It's successful. Woohoo. Launch is over. You're going to go into post-launch strategies. After the launch, you're going to want to keep the momentum going with follow-up campaigns. Offer loyalty rewards. That's a thing. If you use Square to process your payments, you know that they have really easy options for loyalty rewards. And there might be other platforms out there that do that. But you can offer loyalty rewards or even discounts to encourage repeat purchases, okay? Collect testimonials and reviews to showcase the success of your new dog treat. Those are really important. If you notice, I do them from time to time on my show as well. When people leave a positive review, a positive testimonial, collect those, and then you can put them out on your social media from time to time. Jackie says, hey, Thad loved the peanut butter dream bar that you made, and I can't wait to order more. Put that out there in a quote form. Y'all, go to Canva, make yourself a free account. You can put in quotes, and you're going to get a lot of templates back with quotes. Change them to your words, to your branding colors, save them, and put them on social media. These testimonials are really important for this treat and for your business, and it gives you more content. Okay. Profiteers, that wraps up today's episode of Positive Profit. We had a long one. Normally, we don't go this long, but I wanted to give you all the information I know about new product launch strategies so you could be successful in your business. And I hope you found them valuable and you're excited to apply them in your own dog treat business. And remember, you guys, success, it does not happen overnight, but with persistence and strategic planning, you can achieve your goals. Don't forget to treat yourself well, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. You guys have an itch. I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm a real person. I'm not going to edit this out. Okay, this is the real me. Okay. Oh, back on track. All right.